Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
And Jason and I have been talking about, it's a big week for New York City restaurants. They've been shut down because of the pandemic. While they were allowed to reopen indoor dining, it started yesterday. Some restrictions, though, on capacity. And we've talked about this with our food editor, Kate Crater, writing that for many restaurants, it's still going to be a bit of a struggle. So someone Kate knows very well and a familiar voice to our listeners, he has found time often to join us through the pandemic, which we greatly appreciate. Back with us is chef and restaurateur Danielle Ballou. He joins us on the phone in New York City. Danielle, it is so nice to be back
Hello.
With you. Yeah, hi. How are you? And what does this reopening mean for you?
Well, thank you for having me. And this reopening in New York means so much because we have been stranded for 8 months with no restaurants inside. Thanks God the city opened up the streets and gave the opportunity to have a sidewalk cafe. We did our best with that at Restaurant Daniel with Daniel Ballou Kitchen. And the reopening inside at 25%, I felt that I wanted to also try to set up a mood which was maybe a little different, a little more disrupting, and maybe a theme where I didn't get a chance to go to the south of France this summer, and every year I go to France, and I always go to the south of France, but so is many, many American. And, you know, destination, vacation, the Mediterranean always make people dream. So I felt that I should do a restaurant who express a little bit of a journey to the Mediterranean through the flavor of the dishes and through the mood of the restaurant. So we transformed the restaurant into Ballou sur Mer. Ballou sur mer means Ballou by the sea, as my last name.
I love it.
And so, Danielle, I mean, what's been so interesting in sort of keeping up with you throughout this is that this has obviously challenged you as a chef in many ways, but it's really challenged you, I feel like, as a businessman in many ways and as a manager of your people. So tell us about some of the sort of key decisions that you felt like you had to make for your business.
Of course. I mean, it did. As we all locked down and all my colleagues locked down, little by little, we started initiative to bring back our staff. And about a month and a half after lockdown, we started Food First Foundation, an initiative with SL Green, my new partner in a new restaurant, Le Pavillon at One Vanderbilt. And he wanted to really help me start to make meals for New Yorkers and bring back some of my staff in the kitchen, but he also wanted to help many of his tenants around town to be able to reopen their kitchen and support their tenant through Food First. And to date, we have distributed almost 400,000 meals gifted to many, many charities, including City Meal on Wheel. and in New York and World Central Kitchen at the beginning of our mission, and Barry Mission as well, and they were. I think that was the first initiative. Then from that, we did the takeout at Restaurant Daniel. Yeah. And then we opened the terrace at Bar Boulou and Daniel, and through Daniel Boulou Kitchen takeout division as well. And today, we are open inside, and it felt very good last night. I feel that people are still a little anxious, and there is a mix of anxiety and excitement in for us as reopening inside, but at the same time we make sure, and you know, it gave us a chance to bring back more staff. So
that's so
from
great.
750 employees we had now up to 200 plus, and that's really growing. So it's good. It's a good sign, and we haven't reopened all our restaurants. Only, you know, the West Side, Bar Boulou, and Daniel.
And Danielle, let's talk about New York City and specifically Midtown, if we can. Carol and I, in normal world, in the before times, we went to Midtown Manhattan literally every day.
Yep.
We would do our show from there. We were denizens of that, you know, into the evening. And so many people who we know are like that. What is Midtown like now? What do you expect it's going to be like over the next 6 to 9 to 12 months?
Well, I think over the next 6 months, it will improve as I think many institutions, bank and other institutions have maybe mandated their staff to stay home until the end of the year and coming back in January 2021. So some of the company have already brought back staff on alternative schedule. Now, I mean, of course, New York will come back. New York, it's evident, and some people may have lost their job, lost stability in New York, and had to leave town. But for the most part, the town might be a little deprived right now of its worker, but they're going to have to come back to work because no company can run at a distance like this forever. And I believe that, you know, by spring 2021, even after the holiday, New York should come back strong. I mean, we feel that there's a lot of New Yorker back, but they go back and forth right now, we feel. And I am positive New York City is New York City, and I think it will take more than COVID to make it really a challenge city. But we have a restaurant Midtown, and because of Broadway, if we don't have the culture, if we don't have the art, if we don't have the tourists, mm-hmm. it's obvious, and the town is also suffering. And so hospitality in general, hotels and restaurants are suffering. And we need also the workers back to really have this life during lunch Midtown. So I am positive. We are opening a restaurant in Midtown at 42nd and 1 Vanderbilt next year.
Is that Pavilion?
Le Pavilion.
Le Pavilion, sorry.
And I'm positive that, you know, it will be a good time to open a restaurant in the spring of 21. And at the same time, we have taken all the measure possible to make sure that people feel that they are in a very safe environment. And, you know, it has been a tough ride for most.
Let me ask you, because I can't tell you how many people we have come on, and even real estate guys are like, you know, everybody's like, everybody's leaving New York City. Everybody's leaving these major cities and so on and so forth. I mean, I've been in New York City a long time, too, and I've heard the demise of the big cities over and over again. How do you see it?
I see it, and a lot of people, as I say, feel very stressed right now and feel comfortable being out. But they're going to be so bored and so missing out with everything that I think they'll be back to New York. And you know, I'm a New Yorker at heart. And if I'm going to leave the city, where am I going to go? Back to France in my small village?
Right.
I don't know. But I've been a New Yorker involved with the community and involved with my profession and having an incredible support from our customer. And we still feel it. We still get it. I mean, our customers are so positive and so happy that we are here and we are continuing. Then I can see them coming back all the time. Are they going to spend as much time in New York City than they used to? Maybe less, but they still come back and support us.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
And so, Danielle, what is something like this do to the next generation of chefs coming up? You know, I mean, well, you have seen so many promising chefs sort of come through your kitchens and the kitchens of your friends. I do wonder about this next generation and how they will adapt and what advice you might be giving them.
And many young chefs left me to go to smaller city around the country. It has been struggling challenge for them too, wherever they are, in Minnesota or in California or in Florida or other part in Texas. It's not easy to start a business and then to, you know, when you start your new place, you have debt, you have you might do very well, but you have to pay back the investment. And
right.
I think for young chef who want to start a business, what's important is to not be in debt to the point where they can never pay back or lose their business. Now, for young chef learning to cook, I think there's going to be opportunity in the food business, maybe different than what they envision. But for me, we have been very creative at expanding into other direction in the food world, such as national distribution with Gold Belly of Daniel Boudou Kitchen for dishes for home. So that gave me a chance to bring more staff. Mm. We do also the takeout in New York City with Daniel Boudou Kitchen, and that brought me more staff.
Mm.
And expanding into catering, more catering. I have a catering company, but we're expanding into more services like that. And so I think we try to stay very creative, very engaged with opportunity that may be needed right now and may change later. But I think for young chefs, it's important to find a good house and to also try to work for the community as well. A lot of young chefs was doing a lot of good things for charities. And they were getting paid, you know, maybe a low pay, but at least you felt very rewarded. And through, for example, Food First Foundation, it has gave me a chance to have 12 chefs working full-time just for the charity. And I think that is very important. And everybody understand that being part of a company is being part of all its endeavors and ambition.
Well, I have to say, and it's pretty impressive with all the stresses that you guys were dealing with and with your workers, yet you still thought about the community and feeding the community, especially when New York was in such a tough way, and whether it was feeding healthcare workers or feeding people who did not have money to put food on their table. So, you know, you guys have been incredible. Danielle, thank you so much. Danielle Ballou, chef and restaurateur, joining us, of course, on the phone from New York City. New York City restaurants, folks, they're open.
They're open.
You can go inside and eat.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.